Well, good Monday morning, friends. I am back in the saddle. Saddle up, let's ride along with CA and the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show gang. Beautiful Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I've got a great show lined up today. I'm going to tell you all about it here in just a bit. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio. All right. Well, trying to change things up a little bit. I hope everybody's doing well today. Again, I am CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio network. Well, just wanted to give you guys some updates. If you didn't get a chance to hear me on Sunday Morn Praise, it was a crazy week, crazy week. I was on a staycation. I should say half of it was really crazy. You're probably saying, how crazy was it, CA? Well, it was this crazy. I'm fixing to tell you all about it. What had actually happened was I can't tell you every detail by detail. I'll just give you bits and pieces. The first thing that happened was I get a phone call from my kids that said that their mom got the ambulance out there and a couple of fire trucks and a police officer. So I was like, oh no. And my son said, Dad, I need you to come get us just as soon as possible. Now, he was real calm. My son is a very calm guy, and I think that's just awesome. When I got there, what had happened was I can't go into detail by detail. They had her out on the stretcher. They put her in the ambulance and everything. Of course, they asked me 100,000 questions, which I don't have 100,000 answers to. But so she was hospitalized with a very serious medical health condition. And like I said, I can't give any detail by detail. If you can just continue to pray for the kids' mom, the kids in general, my three kids, I got a total of four, one's raised, the three kids, and of course their mom, Lisa, I would appreciate your continued prayer. One of these situations, you just don't know. I was on the other end of town when I got this phone call, and so part of my staycation was taking care of my kids. Their mom got out of the hospital, and life kind of went back to normal for me. Now it's fully back to normal. As I get ready to ramble back on my first day at work at my main job. Of course, I like being on the air on iHeartRadio. I had an enjoyable week. And again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Couple of quick announcements. One is we do not have the toll-free 1-800 number no more. I eliminated that simply because we kept getting, if you can believe this, scam calls, political calls, vote for this, vote for that, vote for this. And that's nice to say vote for him, vote for her, whatever it may be. But the thing is we're our own free moral agents, the freedom to vote, the freedom of speech. I don't like getting involved in on the politics part of it, and I never will on the air to you guys. I keep my opinions to myself. My college professor said there's two things you don't bring up. One is politics, one is religion. We should always keep that in mind. Anyway, I love each and every one of you, regardless of whether you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever it may be. We are all God's kids, and this is God's world. That's the way I look at it. Okay, that being said, also you can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. That's the Faith Studio email address, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also, you can like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Click that message button. You can Facebook message me for free anytime. I will take care of your prayer request. Let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. What do you say? Oh, it's great to be back. Okay. I've got a Bible devotion since football and everything all kicked off. What about those Cowboys? Oh, my goodness. Let's not tell Caleb or my brother Jeff. They're big Atlanta fans. What a comeback. Congratulations, Dak and Mike McCarty, the new coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And Jerry Jones, hope you didn't spill anything, brother. I know how exciting you might get when they win all of a sudden. Okay, well, today's Bible devotion is on a glorious grandstand. I'm going to read that to you. Also, no characters today. I have a Mark Lowry. He usually fills in. Mark Lowry comedy. And going to be teaching on the book of Revelations, chapter 11. That's right, chapter 11. Plus, I'm going to give you a summary breakdown. It's about the two witnesses. We're going to give you a summary breakdown on chapter 11. Okay? And I'm going to talk a little bit of more biblical prophecy that I'm starting to kind of notice. If you haven't heard already, our thoughts and prayers are for Dr. Charles Stanley. If you haven't heard, Charles Stanley is stepping down from head pastor. He's semi-retiring. He's calling himself Pastor Emeritus at my church. My old Pastor Emeritus I was best friends with, you know, he passed away a few years ago. But that's just usually when a pastor steps back and lets another pastor take charge. Probably his son, if I took a guess. I love Dr. Stanley. Best wishes, my friend. All right, what do you say? I am ready on a Monday. It's not a blue Monday. It's a happy Monday, right? All right, let's get the jumping jacks going. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. Okay, and today's Bible devotion, a glorious grandstand. You know, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12 and verse 1, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. You know, if the angels, friends, rejoice over one sinner who repents, if you find that in the book of Luke, chapter 15 and verse 10, then the angelical host are numbered among the spectators in the heavenly grandstands. They are included among those who referred to so a great cloud of witnesses, as we read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1, and they never missed any details of the earthly pilgrimage. Nor does our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit overlook what goes on here. As the Bible says, all things are open to the eyes of Him who must give account. That's in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, and verse 13. You know, in his book, They'll Walk Through the Valley, Dr. Vance Harver told an old preacher who worked into the night on the sermon for a small congregation. His wife inquired why he spent so much time on a message he would give to so few. In fact, to this minister replied, "You forget, my dear, how large my audience will be." Dr. Harver added, "Nothing is trivial here if heaven looks on. We shall play a better game if seen we are in compass. We are remembered who is in the grandstand." Think about that. You know, you look at your sports, right? You look at, let's just say some from Fort Worth. You look at the Dallas Cowboys. Of course, they only had 20,000, I believe, in the stands because of COVID-19. And if you look at Los Angeles Rams the week before when they didn't have anybody, but there's these little pop-up cardboard things and the noise of the audience, and maybe the owner was in one, they're in their little booths or whatever. But if you look at the glorious grandstand, what a glorious grandstand it's going to be up in heaven. Every saint that has accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior, rejoicing. All right, stand by, filling in today, Mark Lowry Comedy on a Monday.
Like, not too long ago, I had to get up at 4:30 in the morning. I didn't know 4:30 came twice a day. And my alarm clock went off at 4:30 in the morning. And I don't know what you're doing at 4:30 in the morning, but I was in a coma. I was having a great time with the Sandman. We were just sleeping and sawing logs, having a good time. And I had to get up for some particular reason. I don't remember what it was. But I set my alarm clock for 4:30 in the morning. And I don't have a pretty alarm clock. My older brother has got a pretty alarm clock. He's got a woman's alarm clock. It's got a little AM radio on top. Underneath that, it's got an FM radio. Down at the end, it's got these big red numbers that blare out into the darkness. I mean, you could be Helen Keller and see this clock. Say you wake up at 3 in the morning. How many of you wake up in the middle of the night to see how much longer you get to sleep? Say you wake up and it's 3 in the morning. My brother's clock, you don't have to pop in your contacts. You don't have to find your glasses. You don't have to flip on the light. There it is, 3:00. You know you've got 11 more hours to sleep. And I'd love to have a clock like his, but have you heard those pretty clocks go off Say it's 4:30 in the morning, and my brother's clock is set for 4:30, and it goes off at 4:30. It sounds like this. That wouldn't pull me out of a daydream. But in my room, I got a man's alarm clock. It's one of those box kind. Looks like it came over with Noah on the flood. It used to have a face on it, but I knocked that off a long time ago. And when it goes off, it doesn't go. It goes. It lets you know it's morning. That thing went off at 4:30 in the morning. I was laying there in the deepest sleep. My right foot told my left foot, I got out of bed first last time. It's your turn to get out of bed first. My left foot said, but I'm paralyzed. I told them both to shut up. I was trying to sleep. And I crawled out of my bed. And I stumbled into the darkness. Because even the sun has better sense than to be up at 4:30. And I found out what toes are for. To find furniture in the dark. And I put the death grip on that alarm clock. And I did not feel saved. I did not look. Did not smell sad. I felt lost. But if the Lord comes back at 4:30 in the morning, I'm going.
I'll tell you what, there is nothing like some good old Mark Lowry comedy when we need it from time to time. So we like having him on. Okay, well, we're going to kick it off with a double pack. I'm just going to do a double pack, two songs back to back, and then we'll start on our Book of Revelations, chapter 11. Kick it off for Stephen Curtis Chapman, For the Sake of the Call. I'll tell you what, you sure can't go wrong building 429, Fear No More. Okay, faithful friends and iHeartRadio listeners, we are going to talk about the two witnesses in the book of Revelations chapter 11. Now, the book of Revelations chapter 11 has 14 verses on it. I'm going to read all 14 to you, okay? If you want to get your tablets, your iPhones, your Android phones, you got the Bible app, you want to read along, feel free. I am reading this on the NIV version, but if you have any other versions, I have a lot of different versions, but I feel just the need in my heart to read it on the NIV today. Okay, so chapter 11, verse 1, it was given a reel like a measuring rod, and I was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar and count the worshipers there, but exclude the outer court. Do not measure it because it has been given to the Gentiles. This will temple on the city, on the holy city for 42 months. And I will give you power, I will give you power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. There are two olive trees and two lampstands, and they will stand before the Lord on the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire comes from the mouth and devours their enemies. This is how anyone who wants to harm them must die. These people have the power to shut up the sky so it will not rain during the time they are prophesying. And they have turned the power into the waters, into the blood, and strike the earth of every kind of plague as often as they want. Now, when they have finished their testimony, the beast comes up from the abyss, will attack them and overpower and kill them. Their bodies will lie in the street in the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. For 3.5 days, men from every people, tribe, language, and nation will gaze on their bodies and refuse them burial. The inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them. And we will celebrate by sending each other their gifts, because two prophets have tormented those who live on the earth. But after the 3.5 days, breath of life from God enters them. And they stood on their feet, and the terror struck those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here," and we went up to heaven, up in a cloud, where the enemies looked on. At that very hour, there was a severe earthquake, and 1/10 of the city collapsed. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and survivors were terrified, and the glory of God of heaven. The second coming had passed. The third woe is coming soon. I'm just going to stop right there. There is more to chapter 11 that we will continue on our next version. That will be 15 to 19. So we're going to talk a little bit about the witnesses. Okay, give you a little bit of breakdown. This chapter introduces, friends, two prophets, referred to as what? The two witnesses. Their message was supernatural power, death, and resurrection. There are dramatic moments in the story of the end times, as I well read. And feel free to reread that if you want to. Chapter 11, we're going through verses 1 through 14 on the breakdown. Their influence precedes the end of the trumpet, judgments, and sets the stage for the final series, the seven bowl judgments. You see, John is the first giving a measuring device, and told to measure the temple, the altar, and the worshipers. Measuring, if you want to keep in mind, in that era, was a symbolic of ownership. Only those who had rights to something like the land or a building or people were allowed to measure them. As part of this task, John is told that the outer court of the temple is not to be measured. You see, this area is occupied by the nations, which is a term for the Gentiles. It is also a part of trampling experienced by the Jerusalem in the end times. In fact, you can find that going back to Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. God next introduced the two unidentified witnesses who stood in Jerusalem and proclaimed him. Obviously, at that time, that message would not be well received. However, the men were supernaturally protected. Now, everyone who tries to hurt them is obliterated by fire from the witnesses on Mars. You see, these men were also able to bring various plagues on the earth, such as a drought. You can find that again rereading the book of Revelations, chapter 11, verses 3 to 6. Finally, these two men will be murdered by the beast that rises from the bottomless pit. Most interpreters believe that this is the same beast described in the book of Revelations when we get there on chapter 13, also referred to as the Antichrist. To the unbelieving world, this will seem like a major victory. Their leader would have been defeated, those claiming to speak for God. The world will be so overjoyed, okay, at this triumph that will be celebrated in exchanging gifts while leaving the bodies to rot in the streets. Thanks to modern technology, it is entirely possible that people across the whole entire world will see these events happen in real time. Find those verses, of course, refreshing your memory in the book of Revelations, chapter 11, verses 7 to 10. After 3.5 days, however, the joy of the world will turn into shock and horror because God will resurrect the two witnesses, that's right, in full view of the world, announced by a voice and carried by a cloud. They will be taken into heaven. At the same time, a massive earthquake will strike Jerusalem, destroying a tenth of the city and killing 7,000. Those who survive will not honor God deliberately, but their fearful reactions will demonstrate his glory. We find that in the book of Revelation, chapter 11 and 13. Okay. I just want to read part of this when we do finish up the other half. Let me just kind of go over this real shortly for you, kind of give you a refresh on some of it on my notes here. Earlier, those readings on Revelations, friends, were warned about certain woes yet to come. Remember? The first and the second were those by the fifth and the sixth trumpet judgments, respectfully. Those were far worse than the terrible trumpet judgments that came before. Now, the third woe will be inaugurated with the seven trumpet. Just as the seven trumpet judgments were also a part of the seven seal, and the seven trumpet contained the individual events known to us, as what we'll be talking about later on here, the bowl judgments. In the meantime, as the seven trumpet sounds, heaven praises God, friends, for his righteous judgment on the evil. Find that in the book of Revelation. Now, I stopped at 14. If you want to, you can read chapters 11, verses 14 to 18. So in these next few chapters later on, we're going to discuss seven major figures in the end times, including the Antichrist and the false prophet. Keep in mind, chapter 16 will resume the sequel of the judgments and begin the bringing of the book of Revelation to a close. So basically, I want to give you a little bit of this book summary of the word Revelation in closing. The word Revelation means an unveiling or a disclosure, friends. The writing unveils the future events such as the rapture, three series of judgments that will not fall on the earth. On the earth, that is, during the tribulation. The emergence of the Antichrist, the persecution of Israel in her amazing revival. As well as Jesus' second coming with his saints to the earth. The judgment of Satan and his followers, and finally, the eternal state. In fact, the content combined with the original Greek term is akapalos, which is referred to as the end of the world scenario as an apocalypse. So there you go. That's just giving you a little bit of that book summary that people have asked me, CA, can you tell us about it? Absolutely. So in closing, chapter 11 was a little bit shorter. So in closing, CA, what are we talking about here? Well, we're talking about these two witnesses, right? Just like I was talking about. And all these various things that are starting to take place, as you notice in each chapter. Now, I only did half the chapter of 11. We're going to finish the other little half on our next round. Everything is starting to take shape. Now, remember, as I was saying, in the book of Revelations, it only goes to 22 chapters, okay? I hope you guys are getting a lot out of this. I really do. And I want you to know something. I'm going to play a song in closing. This was by a special request that someone had asked me. See, hey, will you play this? Please play this. And I will. Through all of this, Lincoln Brewster sings a song called God You Reign. I've had a lot of requests for this, and I promised a listener I was going to play this. As you're meditating, as we get ready to meditate in prayer on a Monday, not knowing really what to expect, because we're all kind of thrown out in it, we know that God has us. Book of Revelations is true. The whole Bible is true. There's no falsified part of it at all. Cannot be altered, cannot be changed. Some people try to get the different versions and change them in their own version. But the true Word of God is in the Bible. The things that are going to take place. Please, I cannot encourage you enough. Share these messages with your friends and family that do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Okay, Lincoln, kick this off. Lincoln Brewster, God You Reign.
Stars.
Amen. God, you reign, by special request from a couple of my listeners. Lincoln Brewster, can he play? And I'm talking, he can play the guitar. That's right. You know, before my grandfather, let me just share this, before my grandfather went home to be with the Lord in 2007, had the privilege for 2 years to hear him play the guitar. Never knew. I had told him, I said, Grandpa, I never knew that you played the guitar. He said, oh, absolutely, grandson. What sweet memories we remember with our grandparents and other family members that have gone on to be with our Heavenly Father. And those of us who accepted Jesus Christ will not only see God, our main Lord and Savior, our Creator, our loved ones will be there too as well. And they're waiting with open arms for you. Okay, before I lead off in a prayer, let me give you some positive vibes, positive thoughts before I saddle up and get out of here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. Whatever you're going through today, whatever you're going through in life, just know that God's got you. And you know what? When you're down to a low, and usually when you're down to a low point in your life, just remember that He will uplift you and He will give you the strength to get through the day. So we're going to pray for you right now. Those of y'all that are going through emotional issues, those of y'all that are going through hurts and everything, okay? Before I saddle up and get out of Faith Studio 1. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for our Monday. We pray that our Blue Monday will be a smiley, happy Monday. God, we thank you for all you do. Thank you for giving me the ability to do the radio show, the podcast, to touch people's lives, to teach them about the book of Revelation. We're just a gathering group of believers that believe in you and love you, and we know the power of prayer. The people that are discouraged, Father God, I just pray that you would be with them and that you would help them and you would encourage them. And when they're down and out, they know they can lift their hands up to you and that you've got them in the palm of your hands. People that are infected with COVID-19, I pray for a gentle touch through you. Pray for vaccine, God. But we know it's all in your timing. We pray for the people that have lost loved ones with COVID-19. The ones that don't have mom, dad, brother, sister, grandparents. We pray that you just be with them. Guide them. Protect them. And the ones that are still kind of unemployed that are looking for work, I pray for open doors for them too as well. God, you know their future. You know what they're going through. And I know you'll touch each and every one of them. And thank you for yet another day as we always do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, well, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio, saddling up, leaving Faith Studio 1. Hey, I just want you to remember, the sun does rise on the other side. Last day of summer, kicking into fall. Go get yourself some pumpkin spice. Get ready for the holidays. It's got to get better, right? Right. Okay, catch y'all later. Have a great day. Bye for now.